It is said again and again that being aware is enough for transformation. How does it work? It is a significant question. Because if you are aware of your cancer, the cancer will not be cured by just being aware of it. That is true. But as far as psychological transformations are concerned, the moment you are aware of them, they disappear. Because they exist not as realities, they exist only as illusions. You have seen a ghost standing in the dark. Now you bring light and you say there is nobody. Just the shape of the tree was giving you the false impression that somebody is standing there. The ghost has disappeared because in the first place the ghost was not there. Awareness helps, brings transformation, because the illusions that you are suffering from are not realities. If you become aware of a rock, the rock is not going to disappear. But if you become aware of the ego is going to disappear because the ego is not a reality. If you become aware, fear is going to disappear because fear is not a reality. If you become aware, death is going to disappear because death is a lie. It is not a reality. Awareness functions in two ways. One, if something is real and you become aware of it, it becomes tremendously beautiful. It becomes psychedelic. It becomes very colorful. If it is unreal, it disappears. If it is real, it becomes more real. If it is unreal, it becomes absolutely unreal. Awareness is a light. If you bring light in the dark room, darkness will disappear, but the paintings on the wall will appear. When the room was dark, the paintings were not there. You could not have seen them. Although they were there, but for you they were not there. And darkness was there. When you bring light, darkness is no more there and the paintings have appeared. Something disappears when you become aware and something appears. Death disappears, deathlessness appears. Ego disappears, egolessness appears. You disappear as a separate entity. God appears. God means I am no more separate. Was you ever in love, Dusty? Asked Walker Long of old Dusty Rhodes one day as they were picking up and putting them down on a railroad right of way. Once I was a young squirt, I was in love, answered old Dusty. Well, you never did get married, did you? Pursued Walker Long. No. I never did marry, which saved old Dusty. How did that happen? Well, it was like this. This girl I was in love with would not marry me when I was drunk, and I would not marry her when I was sober. Awareness has its own ways. If you are aware, you will not be able to do many things you have been doing up to now. And you will be able to do many things you have never thought of doing before. If you are aware, you cannot be angry. Because anger can exist only in a state of unawareness. That is a prerequisite for anger to exist. If you are aware, anger is impossible and compassion becomes a natural outcome. The same energy that was becoming anger becomes compassion. If you are aware, sex disappears and love arises. The same energy that was becoming sexuality through unawareness takes a new manifestation of love through awareness. As far as psychological transformation is concerned, awareness is enough. Analysis is not needed. That is the difference between Eastern and Western psychology. The Western psychology is too much concerned with analysis. In the East, for 5,000 years, psychology has existed. It is the most ancient science in the East. But its concern is totally different. It is not at all interested in analyzing. The whole thing seems to be unnecessary. And now, Western psychology is also becoming aware of the fact that analysis leads nowhere. Have you ever come across a person who is totally analyzed? Even Sigmund Freud was not. Nobody can be totally analyzed. You can analyze one dream, but another day another dream arises. You can go on analyzing. People go to the analyst for years, but dreams don't disappear. They go on coming. Analysis does not make them disappear. But in the East, we know the art of making them disappear. So who bothers? It is like you see a ghost in the dark. There is no ghost, just the form of the tree. And you start analyzing. You never come close to the tree. You never bring light. You start analyzing the form from far away. You can go on analyzing. Nothing is going to happen out of that analysis. The Eastern psychology says, lit a candle, bring the candle to the place, and first see whether the ghost exists at all. If the ghost does not exist, then why bother? Why long and long years of analysis? The analyzed goes on pouring rubbish and the analyst goes on dissecting, analyzing, labeling, categorizing the rubbish. Much work goes and all futile. Much ado about nothing. Western psychology is based on analysis. Eastern psychology is based on awareness. Just watch. There is no need to analyze. Become more and more intensely alert. And if you are aware of a problem, half the problem is already solved. in just becoming aware of the problem, just a slight awareness of the problem, and half the problem is already solved because you have taken some energy out of the problem. That energy has become awareness, become more aware, more the problem is dissolved. Chunk by chunk, the problem disappears as you become aware, because you are pulling energy back which you have been pouring into the problem, which was creating the problem. You are taking your energy back. You are not cooperating anymore. You were the creator of the problem. You have taken your energy back. A moment comes, the problem flops, when all energy has been taken back. First become aware of a problem and then become more and more alert. Nothing else is needed. You need not go to any psychoanalyst. It is one thing to have a problem, but it is another not even to be aware you have a problem. That is like the 80-year-old I heard about in Miami. He was vacationing with another octogenarian in Florida. During their stay, they both made the acquaintance of some ladies younger than themselves. They both fell in love and decided to get married in Florida in a double ceremony. Following the wedding night, they are both in their rocking chairs after breakfast. The one says, "You know, I better see a doctor." The other says, "Why?" "Well," the first says, "I could not consummate the marriage." "Ah," said the second, "I better see a psychiatrist." "Why?" said the first, "I did not even give it a thought." First become aware of your problem and then go on becoming more and more aware of it. Don't judge. Judgment is an obstacle in becoming aware. Don't call names. Don't evaluate. Don't say it is good. Don't say it is bad. Don't label, don't categorize. Just be alert. Whatsoever it is, you simply mirror it. If you take a stand, you say this is bad, then already you have blocked your awareness. You have concluded. Now you are no more impartial. You have already taken a decision, and the moment you say something is bad, you cannot look eye to eye. When you say some man is bad, you can't face him, you can't encounter him. You avoid him. When you say something is good, you become positively attached. When you say something is bad, you become negatively attached. Observation means no attachment at all, this way or that, neither negative nor positive. You are simply an impartial, mirror-like reflection. You simply reflect whatsoever is. In that awareness, problems melt. In that awareness, lies, falsities, fallacies disappear. And in that awareness, when falsities, appearances have disappeared, reality comes with radiant colors. You need not take LSD or marijuana or psilocybin. Take a dose of awareness, and life is so beautiful. It is so utterly glorious. It is such incredibly a splendor that no LSD, no marijuana can add anything to it. All that you need is awareness, and life becomes such a beautiful experience that you cannot imagine there can be anything better than that. The ordinary life becomes so luminous. The ordinary tree that you have passed your whole life, coming home, going to the office, you have always been passing the tree. For the first time, you see the greenery of it. For the first time, the luminous presence of the tree, the utter beauty of it. Life is such a gift, and we go on missing. And the reason is, between us and life, there is so many lies crowding. Your awareness will destroy those lies. They will disappear. And reality will be nakedly encountered. And to know reality in its utter nakedness is to know God.